Women are now eligible to hold any position in the military, but that doesn't mean everything is equal. Military women have been hosting so-called lean-in circles to discuss solutions to problems women face in the military and the DoD workplace. Army Major General Patricia Frost worked with Facebook executive and lean-in creator Sheryl Sandberg to bring more lean-in techniques to the military. Federal News Radio Scott Massioni spoke with Frost about her work.
It was about 2.5 years ago when we started to work with Sheryl Sandberg's team about bringing lean in into Department of Defense and what would that mean. So recognizing that if you were going to allow military members to use their work time and office space, is that even authorized? Vice having to have something that's, you know, off campus type, off the installation to have a meeting. So that's where, you know, Sheryl Sandberg had already published her book, Lean In. And it was looking at, because the military is the biggest industry in the United States, and we have been the force of social and cultural change for America on many, many fronts, that she saw that if you were really going to embrace really the framework of Lean In, could DoD embrace it, of having this conversation about women and leadership?
Can you kind of summarize a little bit how, at least what the philosophy is, like that kind of that umbrella philosophy of Lean In and how it's helping empower women and to make them better, not workers, but better leaders in the workforce?
So I think it's having, we talk about mentorship. I think all industries talk about, conduct mentoring. It's very, very important, having that networking conversation. And what she does embrace is giving managers, and she has guides where managers can look at, how do you actually conduct a lean-in meeting? How do you have these discussions about the best peer-to-peer mentoring or subordinate to their rate, what we call raider. So what I do personally is recognizing that I am old now. So being a major general, I am very detached. And I have to understand that I am not one of them anymore, although I feel like I'm still lieutenant or captain in many ways. I don't feel that 30 years have gone by, but they have. So I have to recognize that. Is that having a framework to bring women and men, so mine is not just a female framework, it's men and women, bringing them together to talk about leadership challenges and having a discussion, I think allows me to be more attuned to the challenges that our young company commanders, battalion and brigade commanders are having today. So it's been really insightful for me to hear some of their challenges, which many things leadership's leadership, and a lot hasn't changed over 30 years. But there are new dynamics to the military today than it was when I first came in. So understanding the differences and trying to stay attuned to what they see as challenges and concerns coming up. So it starts with, just when you talk about female mentoring, is recognizing maybe what we do subconsciously of not having a voice. So we just talked about real briefly of, when I prepare for a meeting or when I prepare to give a speaking engagement, I'm going through a checklist that I don't believe my peer husband ever goes through. How am I perceived? What am I wearing? How am I going to be taken seriously? The tone of my voice, how I tilt my head. All of these little nuances that I don't know that men per se do the same thing or as consciously, right, as I do, because I'm very concerned of how I am going to be perceived and am I going to be credible. I know that technically and competently I am, but I go through this mental gymnastics that I think I go in with a different stress level.
I'd like to hear a little bit about your work with Sheryl Sandberg. She's coming to Fort Bragg next month, and you've been sort of kind of rolling out the red carpet and getting things ready for the people that are in those installments. So what's your work like?
So I see as her trying to continue the support for the lean-in circles, allowing people to understand what the lean-in circles can and can't do, providing women, and what I've talked to her team about is also men a voice to understand the differences. Men and women actually do lead differently. And sometimes what I always say is I think we'll actually get further along is when men actually understand the differences that women have and challenges women have. Vice women just talking to each other it's that co-ed group of having that discussion. I also think and I can't speak for what she'll do at Fort Bragg and Fort Hood, but I believe is having that discussion of how do we ensure our young women, because she really was targeting 20 to 30-year-olds, mm-hmm. how do you give them a voice? How do you get them to embrace taking on the challenges, leaning in by leaning out? And how do they look at that when they want to balance life of getting married or starting a family? How do you do that life balance and still lean in to go forward? How do you negotiate? How do you actually have these strong leadership skills that aren't necessarily taught to women at a young age? So it's bringing all of that up of how we're conditioned socially in society and how we're actually brought up as young girls and what maybe need to change by having that mentorship as we become young leaders. So I believe she'll be going out there trying to acknowledge why we have lean-in circles and how positive they can be. Even in our tactical formations, like places just as Fort Hood or Fort Bragg, I think what it does, it gives women a voice to understand that they're not alone. And I think a lot of times our young leaders don't reach out and they don't recognize that the same challenges they're having, there are many other men and women in the room that are having the same challenges. So if you can bring people together in the right environment and they can recognize that they're not alone, it will actually improve productivity, readiness, and let us get over that hurdle. I also believe that with her book that just came out on April 24th, Option B, that she has now a new perspective on how to talk to military men and women and their families. I will tell you the average soldier and their families always expect that they'll come home from either a training event, because we have a lot of training accidents. You know, it's a dangerous line of work. So just going to a training event, you could have a tragedy, or going and deploying in a contingency or combat operation. So we all just assume that our loved one's going to come back, even though we prepare for in the event they don't. It's you never want to have that phone call or that knock on the door. Yeah. So I think her perspective now writing Option B and understanding how do you build resilience really falls in line with the leadership today of how we are trying to build resiliency in our soldiers and our family members. And she can really speak from the heart of having something that she never thought would happen to her and losing her husband so tragically. And how do you overcome that? And you can think about it, what about our men and women who come back as wounded warriors? And you hear their family members saying that's not the same son, daughter, or husband, wife that left on that deployment. I think her book and the and I'm just getting through the first couple chapters, what she just talks about so openly will cause a different conversation to occur.
That's Army Major General Patricia Frost speaking with Federal News Radio's Scott Massioni. You can find Scott's story at federalnewsradio.com.